golden beauty of Radhika. And taking the inner modes of Radhika. Sachinandan Gaurhari. He has propagated bhakti ras. That is, Kyosotam Niyaras in front. He propagated Raganuga Bhakti Marga. The process of regulating
spontaneous
love of Prajna. He has not come for giving regulative bhakti, because before him, prior to him, Ramchandra, enough he has given. All incarnations have given, especially Ramanuja, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, Nimbadi. They have propagated all these things by the bhakti. But prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not Raganuga Marga. So he descended to give this very important thing, line of Raganuga Marga, but so Harinam Sankirtan. There is no more reference to it. Prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this name was in Upanishad and Vedas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And all were chanting, so many. But this mood was not before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he sprinkled to this world. But he also propagated same thing, established truth. Later on, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur collected and he gave to this world. In his Jaiva Dharma, in his Chaitanya Sikshamrita, in his all books, he gave. What are these? The 10 basic principles of bhakti. 10? Can you? You should stand up and tell. 10 basic, 10 moves. What is the defect there?
Because sometimes it's written, God has no shape. So we will learn how we reconcile.
Chaitanya Bhagavat is stated, Prema Maya Bhagavata Krishna Rasvianga. Srimad Bhagavatam is like the body of Krishna. If one has brain, he can understand.
Because by reading the scriptures, one may not understand the tone, the inner meaning.
Yeah, this is the thing.
Inner meaning, not understand.
Clear.
So many points may be there, but the actual tone or the inner meaning which is there in the scriptures, one cannot get just by reading. So,
like, example?
Example is this, I say, Gopinath, where have you been? Oh, Gopinath, where have you been?
And one phone number.
And,
Gopinath. Somewhere you will have ten tone if you are reading only. So it must come from Guru, from the original speaker. Like Krishna told Bhagavad Gita to Arjun. And Krishna, in what tone he told to Arjun, he knew. He can give to others. Like that Guru Parampara, original.
Go. গৌরাঙ্গ বলিত হবে
বলিতে হবে
গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে হরি হরি বলিতে Perhaps you have heard that Krishna in Dwapara Yuga. He descended to Vrindavan, Prakat Vrindavan. And he enjoyed or relished all the rasas. Dasya Sakhama Salyam Madhu. Especially Madhur Rasa. In Vrindavan, Rasa Sali, under the shade of Banki Vas, in Bhandi Vas, in Govardhan, especially in Radhapant, also in Govardhan, there is a place, Chandra Sarova, everywhere. But he was not so much satisfied. He wanted to test the mood of Srimati Radhika, Radhaya Pranaya Mahina, Kedrishuka, Naiva Va, Asvadu, Jinad, Bhut Madhurima, Kidrisho Vam. So Kanchaksha Madhavan Bhavata, Kidrisho Vetsilu Vatad Bhavadda Samjani, Kati Garbhasi. You see, Greeks were not satisfied there. First was that, there are two kinds of love and affection. One is called Vishara, and another is called Asrara. Srimati Radhika, Baldev Prabhu and all other Sakhas, Mother Yasoda, they are all in Asya of love. And Krishna is the object of all the loves, all the rasa. Nanda Baba Yasoda, Dham Siddham Vasudham is so Krishna Lavanga and all others to well Manimanga. They are the Asya of Vasalya, Nanda Baba Yasoda Vasalya, Siddham Sudham of and Gopi, especially Lalita Vishaka, and especially Chandra and Radhika, and among them, especially Radhika. Highest love in them. And it is called Mahabhav, Rur, Adhirur, Madan, Modan. Even in Lalita and Vishaka, there is no Madan. Radhika has this. So, Radhika can see Krishna in such a way that all the symptoms of Ashtasapti, Anubhav, Yavivav, Yavichari, in highest will be in Srimati Radhika to see Krishna. Krishna also has some love and affection for them, but Srimati Radhika, love and affection is so much higher that Krishna cannot imagine. So, Krishna is thinking that for love, Radhika is my guru. She is my sakha. She is my sakha. She is like everything. Also, disciples also. But I have accepted her like my guru. Like my guru. So fancy sees me. Oh, become mad. But I cannot be mad. To see Srimati Radhika. Why? I'm so soft, so sweet. All worlds wants me. and vanishes, they all become mad. But when I see Srimati Radhika, I become mad. But not so much mad as Srimati Radhika becomes mad, having all the 8 symptoms. Sakti. Sakti means?
Asta Sakti. 8.
4. 8.
Exactly.
Romanti. Astu. Kalap.
Kampa.
Kampa.
Kulalos.
Romanti. All these things. Why is it? I'm so sweet. But Srimati Radhika is so more sweet than me. I am unparalleled, beautiful. Even Narayan has only some fraction beautiful beauty, not like me. Dwarkadhish is also so beautiful, but not compared. Even deer, even clouds, even grasses and trees and creepers become mad to see me. But I become mad to see Srimati Radhika. She is more beautiful. I have so many qualities. Mercy and everything. But when compared to Srimati Radhika, I am nothing. Like zero. If Sri Radhika is not with me, then I am Nirvishesh Brahma. Nirvishesh. Sometimes with yogi I become like Paramatma. But not Rasa Vaishaha. Never. And like life and soul of a whole world. But Radhika is my life and soul. So Radhika, Srimati Radhika is me. Always, he is my you. But one thing, there is something in me which makes Srimati Radhika so mad. What is that? Must be anything in me. What is that? I don't know. Who knows?
Radhika.
Only Srimati Radhika. Otherwise, anyone does not know anything. Myself, I tried best to know this, but I fell. So I will have to take any guru, Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. And he met two, Lalita, Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru.
Vishakha.
To realize all these things, they moved up Srimati Radhika because they are always with Srimati Radhika. They are pranthati of Srimati Radhika. So if I will serve my two gurus and if they will help me, then I may realize something. Otherwise, hopeless. And the as Vishaya Vigraha of
objects.
That is why I can. So I will have to be like Akshaya Vigraha. So it is impossible if Srimati Radhika will be so happy and merciful to me to sprinkle his mercy to me, then I can realize his mood, her mood. So he requested Srimati Radhika that I want to take her. She gave her. And he came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Satinandan Gaurhari. But how to relish? How to taste? No idea. That is why after taking sannyas, he went to South India and he made Raya Ramananda. And Ramananda is not really Ramananda, but he is really
Vishakha.
and he took shelter. And symmetrically, he sprinkled something that is known as Raya Ramananda Sambhad. And knowing all these things, he has moved from Radhika. Radhika has given her milk. And Radhika came like Gadadhar Pandit, looking always that whether he is playing part, my part, very
good
or not. Always. If anything lacking, at once chastising. Oh, you are not doing well. Always done. Yes, I am getting some tickets. Oh, you can do like this, like this. Oh, you should read Varahapiram in this way, not on that, why, how you are doing. Varahapiram natavarabhu karnayo karnikaran vipradadatakanasakapisam vayayandhi samanam Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachi Nandan, in the courtyard of Nandana, Nandana Acharya, first meeting with Nityananda. Sri Nityananda Prabhu began to chant, but not so well. Tears are not coming. Heart was not melting. Not senseless. And on the back of any
curtain,
Gadadhartam. Oh, waiting, so tears coming, heart melting. Who is there? Then he began to mix his tone with the tone of Gadadhar Pandit. So he had to take renounce order and went to south, and he quickly learned everything from Shiksha Guru Visakha, and then he returned to Puri. And then he was qualified to test three wishes. What is the pranay of Radhika? The pranay means you can know from this how highest thing. Ādau saddha tata sadhu sanga ata bhajana priya tato anathana bhakti tato nitha ruchi āsakti then rati or bhav, then prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, oh, going up. This is called pranay of Radhika. If there is no love and affection, and you will see the darshan of Radha Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can be like Jarasandha, Shishupal, Duryodhan. No? You can say. But if you have Saddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, especially Prem, then you can test the beauty of Krishna. And new. No, I want. You can test the beauty love by love and affection. If there is no love and affection, you can. So that is why in this song, Gauranga Bolite Narottam Thakur, that is Vilas Manjur. He has descended to give some teaching. He was not an ordinary singer.
Singer.
Okay. Yeah. My language is so lame and blank. You can take some. Don't go to grammar and I have not gone to any school, colleges. I was first admitted in Gaur Kishore Das
primary school. And I have heard that there is a college, Haridas College, but I have never joined. But now, so many devotees are going to so many universities here, there.
Now you are reading up University of Rukunanda.
So, Narottam Thakur is telling, waiting. What telling? Guranga valita have pulakasa. When a day will come, a moment will come, that is John Kramhamba. And that one's heart will be melted and just contain the finger. Finally.
Mm.
But we are seeing that. We are chanting daily so much, singing also, glorifying also, but no tears, no harshness. Then what we should sing? Tadasma sharam hridaye mati yadagrihyamanai harinam nabhikriye sasyata vikaro netre jalam hastra ruhi suharsa. If you are chanting the name of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but you are thinking how to make money, how to make money. Mind is going here and there. Riding on mind horse, uncontrolled horse. No tears. If sometimes tears we can bring artificially, but no heart need to cheat others, then we should think, add so many lakhs and lakhs, but so many offenses. We have offended devotees. We have defended Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna. But more dangerous is any devotee criticizing. Offense, Krishna cannot say. So we should be very careful for this. So he is telling that I had perhaps so many offenses, that is why tears are not coming. Our heart is not melting. So my heart is more harder than any mountain's rock, thunderbolt, even. Trees can't be melted. Stones can be melted, but my heart is not. How it can melt? If there is no mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu is
causeless
mercy. He has come to give his mercy. Without his mercy, we cannot go any further. We cannot realize all these things. Offense will not go. So, we should pray for the mercy of him. What is that?
Arta-bhin-sai-sai-sanje karuna-hi-ve santara-vata-na-mohara kabe-su-sare.
So he is praying to Nityananda Prabhu. What so much worldly desire, sansar vasana, what is this? We want to test sense gratification. Even in the age of 80, we want to marry again. Those our wives have kicked us so many times. But even we have no senses. We want to marry again, again, again. This vasana is not going on. Vasana means desire to taste worldly desire, sense gratification. So, I pray Nityananda Prabhu that he should be merciful to me. Without his mercy we cannot. We know that by our intelligence
we cannot control our minds and hearts and all these things.
Then what should we do?
Om
Nityananda. There are so many songs by Narottam Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That Nityananda, because they sprinkle his bhakti. So that this samsara vasana should go away at once. And then, Shabdha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti. If there is Nishtha and Ruchi, Ruchi, you know, greed, then we will see that we are in line and quickly, quickly, all desires will go. But if there is no test, no Nishtha, then certainly there is very little hope. But Nityananda Prabhu can speak, because his bhakti is everywhere. Even in Hawaii, even in whole world, less and less world, his mercy is always like a web everywhere. So, if we can touch any little
particle
of that web, then we will be
likely happy
or likely. Then, see, again, Sansar Vasana is going on. It is all right by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. But not love and affection, Braja Prem, no greed at all. Then what is to do? Nityananda Prabhu will cut all our desires and everything. Lust also, everything will cut. But there is mercy of someone else, who is always serving Radha and Krishna conjugal. And who is that person?
Rupa 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 Rupa
Rupa that there is need of mercy of Rupa and Raghuna. Why? When Radha Krishna and Jugal in Vrindavan any Kunj, Baladeva Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu cannot enter there, in their detail. But they can enter in not in this. So, Rupa Goswami, that is Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari, mercy is very, very important to realize all this. What is love of Krishna? What is, who are Radha and Krishna? There are four things that Raghavananda told. Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Rasa Tattva, and quickly, Raramananda explained all these things. Also, he explained so many things. But the thing that Vrindavan Prabhu is making so many fruit juice. But you cannot do. Why? He knows the proportion, what thing. How much water, how much rust, how much seed, how much what thing should be given. Proportion. So there is sattvic, vyabhichari, vibhavai bhav, vibhav, anubhav. We can learn from Shastra, Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu. But we cannot do anything, we cannot mix and this. Rust will not be so sweet. So Rupa Goswami has given all these things, but how to mix them? Only Rati Manjari, that is Raghunath Das in his all books. So both are needed. Without the help of Raghunath Das Goswami, we cannot realize who was Rupa Goswami. And without the help of Rupa Goswami, we cannot know what was that play of Radhani. Jugal Preeti. Jugal Preeti means love of jugal, conjugal love. So we need so much mercy of Rupa Goswami and Rupa Das Goswami. Then,
Rupa Gunata Pade Rao Morata Sarvara Namare Jada Narasa Madata.
That is why Narasam Thakuri said, I am hopeless. I have given up my intelligence, all kinds of intelligence. By this, we cannot do anything. Even we cannot control our bad mind and heart. Nothing. So, only my hope is the lotus dust of the feet of Rupa and Rupa. I have given my hope. Totally in the lotus feet of Rupa. Not like us, that we have given and offered ourselves in the lotus feet of our Gurudev. But we told that, Gurudev, I am offering everything, but he will be with me in my box. Not, I will. So we should try to be like Bhakti Nautan, like Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, my Gurudev. Like Lord Gurudev. Mercifully, he has come in this island, so far away from India. Had he come to collect some money to make big temples? Never. He came to make so many temples in her. That he will never be fall down. If you are engaging and doing all this and not making temple your love and affection here for devotees and Radha and Krishna devil. For Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are he? How he distributed this unlawed dog love and affection on even to animals like tigers and lions, pig, hawks and snakes, creepers even. So we should try to. Otherwise, we will be like sannyasi and fall. I think no fall down. From beginning they were falling. Guru never falls. Any devotee never falls. You can tell that Jadija fell down. But it is absurd. They have come to serve and to sub to Narayan. Narayan has wished to enjoy Divras. And that is why knowingly they came. Bharat Maharaj never fell down. But giving our something, seeing a deer, he fell down. But Vishwanatha Vati Thakur and all other acharyas are telling that don't think that they have fallen down. Only to give some lesson. That even he has attained Rati, and if attachment for anything, any dear, he gave up his wife, beautiful sons, daughters, kingdom, wealth, gardens, everything. And he was doing aradhana of Krishna. And he has come at the stage of Rati. But having some charm, attraction for deer, and at the time of death, he was demanding, dear, oh dear. But oh dear, Krishna now tell you. That is my So we should be careful. If you are served Swamiji, Then why all these things? Oh, I should marry again, 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 again. Why? You have been married to Krishna by Gopal Mantra. Your Guru has given marriage to Krishna. Why again to be married? And if you are married, no harm. Both you should try to start Radha Krishna Kaliyuga always chanting. Oh, I'm very, very much worried for my maintenance. How can I? Oh, Krishna maintains whole world and he is only, you'll be exceptional that he will not maintain you. All the rivers have been dried. All the trees are not giving leaves and fruit. Oh, there are no caves in mountains. Do you live there? Oh, now in India, persons are not dying, so that wrapping cloth, and they take, give it to, they keep it to clean the burning ground, and cloths are there, we will take it. In India, where you will go, I think in whole world, if you will do, oh, I want to create a piece of jagat. Oh, jagat. There are also some merciful persons. Otherwise, Krishna will come and give you everything. So we should try to use this human life in chanting, remembering, and begging the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Radha and Krishna, devotees like Rupa and Raghunath, your Sopha, my Shiksha Guru, the Bhaktivinoda Swami. This is very strong, very, very strong. And thus we will see that whole world will seek from me. Gau Prama. Be merciful to make me also a strong. My prayer is to all. I am so happy to come. And in this forest, in this, in midst of Ashishokosan, I am seeing a very beautiful temple. I want that this temple should be in your heart, that anyone can. They can. Any weapon, any bomb, atom bomb, nitrogen bomb cannot touch here. So we are so part and parcel and eternal service of Krishna. Back to God and back to home.
Radha
Prabhu ki.
don't.
You.
Vrindavan. In Seva Sundar. Always.